People of the world, let's get together. Hello and welcome to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paul's Pet Talk Radio Network. We are so excited about today's guests, and I can't tell you, when we are looking for folks out there to talk to us, we're always looking for people who have a unique perspective on all the aspects of our love of animals, and it can be so widely variable. But our guest today, our first guest, is Sayward Eyre, and she is an author and a speaker, a blogger. But if you were to read some of the information on her website, I think you'd be absolutely fascinated about her experiences communicating both in life and afterlife with animals. So welcome, Sayward.
Thank you very much, Anthony. It's great to be here.
Well, it's so awesome of you to join us, and thank you for your patience with our little bit of a technical glitch today. As I always say, we are the no safety net radio zone here at Clear Conscience Pet Radio. So, say, I would love to have you tell folks a little bit about yourself in terms of your career as a writer and how the animal world has kind of had a big influence on that, and we'll dialogue from there.
Okay. Well, my career as a writer has been more or less ongoing for most of my life. I haven't published anything all that time, not much. I mean, there's been a few things, such as a master's program, you know, that type of thing. But I've kept journals all my life, and I've written stories, lots of stories, and now that I'm actually writing books for publishing, I'm drawing on those journals and photographs to reconstruct the stories and put them down in books.
Well, as a fellow writer and someone who is working on my first book, but have done a lot of magazine and other work, I am always kind of an unabashed fan of anyone who makes that accomplishment happen to actually publish a book. And now I see you have three on your website. Now, are there more than the three? There's four. And I want to encourage everyone, I always want to say this as many times as possible, to visit Sayward's website. You just go to Sayward, and that's Sayward, Eyre, Ayre, and it's all connected, no punctuation, saywardeyre.com, and the site is great, so please visit the site after the program. So how many books, say? We have four
so
far?
Thank you, Anthony. And I have three that are published and available on Amazon right now in ebook and print on demand. But I have a fourth one coming out in by the end of August, which is about a little different subject than those first three, but it's still in the paranormal realm. And it's about aliens I've actually encountered in my life. Three small experiences, but they were enough to shock me. So that's what that one is about.
I'm sorry. Three alien encounters isn't enough for us, Sayward. We only talk to folks who've encountered aliens five to six times at least.
Five or more times, right?
That is so cool. I'm going to name the books. Book number one is A Tribute to Og. And tell us a little bit about that book.
That book, I had an extraordinarily vivid dream one night. It was so real that it really was real. I mean, for me, in my consciousness was real. And when I woke up in the morning due to the ending of the dream in a very horrific fashion, I couldn't even go to work for the next couple of days, and I was just bowled over. So in order to try and purge myself of the experience, I wrote it down, and I wrote it down in a fashion as though it was actually going to be a short book or something, but I didn't do anything with it until just about a year ago. And then I created it as Tribute to Og, Memories of a Future Life Mate. And it's a dream in the future when there's a different scenario on planet Earth. And interestingly enough, it kind of looks like it could go that way in another 100 years or so. I mean,
wow.
that's, who knows?
Well, as a huge, I mean, you're just hitting on all cylinders with me. You're a fantasy, sci-fi, paranormal, and animal lover all combined, and these are all things that I enjoy. And I'm being, you know, silly, but I have tremendous respect for the fact that, you know, those visions when they occur, and I think all of us to different degrees experience these moments of connection with something other than ourselves. And I think if we would all open our minds a little bit more, I think, you know, I'm sure it varies between people, but how do you feel about the fact that people all have a little bit of a connection to what's beyond our own experience?
Oh, I think we all do. But I think that because of our programming from our culture, that we tend to close off to it. We tend to disregard it. I have a very close relative who had an experience one time that really bothered him, and his whole he had a science background, and he was an MD. I mean, he'd been taking all this training that was very rigid, and this is the way science is, this is the way the world works. And when this very bizarre experience, it was a supernatural kind of experience, happened to him, he couldn't accept it. He discarded it and said that it was just his mind playing tricks on him. And I think that's what a lot of people do. They don't want to open to it. It's more safe. It feels more safe to leave the structure of reality as we've been taught, instead of reaching out and exploring, what was that? You know, and maybe there's something more going on here.
Now, the other two books that are already out, now it sounds to me like you've kind of had a mad rush of writing, and you created a lot of these books all within a relatively short amount of time. Is that true?
Yeah,
within the last year or two?
I created all three within the last year.
Wow.
And
I'm very, very jealous.
Well, I've been sitting writing. That's about all I've been doing almost for the whole year. So I haven't had a whole lot of outdoor activity or fun. Not too much, but a little bit.
Proving the adage that to be a writer, one must write.
That's right.
Now, we're almost up against a break, but before we do go on break, I want to, you know, just prepare us for the next segment, which is we want to dig a little bit deeper into the animal aspect of this, since that's one of the, you know, key interests of our listeners. And I really want to talk about Brandon, your dog, who's now in heaven, and or in the other side, or whatever terminology we all agree to use to have these conversations. But you know, this is also a subject near and dear to my heart, and I have a dear friend who just lost his dog recently, and I don't know if he's able to tune in today, but if he is, Jeff, you know, we're with you, buddy, and Jack is in a better place, and I think that when you hear a little bit about Sayward's experiences, you'll feel better about that transition. So why don't we just grab that short break right now so we can come back and really dig in deeply as to your experiences with Brandon and how that really encouraged your deep exploration of the paranormal and the that which we do not necessarily see with our eyes. So if you'd be so kind as to hold on for a moment, we'll be right back. And thank you so much, Sayward.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paul's Pet Talk Radio Network. And our wonderful guest this afternoon, our first guest, is Sayward Eyre, a multi-published author and really a person who has a connection to the other side of our normal human experience. And her books are in a series called The True Encounters. And what a great name for the series of books. And welcome back, Sayward.
Thank you.
Now tell us a little bit. I'm sorry, this is going to seem a bit off the wall. Tell us about your name. Is that a family name? It's such a neat name.
Oh, everybody asks, and I don't blame them because it's very unusual. My folks were living up in Alaska. They were actually kind of pioneering up there. They were doing some very wild adventures up in the very north slope of Alaska. And Mom got pregnant with me when I'm the firstborn, and they were living in an Eskimo village. And Mom decided she wanted electricity and running water to have her firstborn. So they got flown out by the Army down to Anchorage, and they were reading a book at the time, which has since been made into a movie called The Awakening Land with Elizabeth Montgomery. But the main character's name of the trilogy, and the main character's name was Sayward, and my folks liked it so well. And then I was born a girl, and Sayward was a girl, and she was the firstborn daughter in the pioneering family of an early American covered wagon family in the book. So they gave it to me.
Oh, cool!
Yeah, well, it's kind of fit.
Well, it's great. You have, and you know, when you get an answer that's that interesting, it's worth asking how someone's name was derived. While you have that adventurous background, even so, I think that's kind of tells us a lot too about how we kind of evolve and our own families are part of perhaps past lives and these kind of reshapings of these experiences again. So, what I would like to talk to you about is Brandon, because the story of Brandon and how you and he came to be together and some of the experiences that you had, I think, are very illustrative of your deep connection with the exterior and the outer consciousness. So tell us how you found Brandon and how you knew he was your dog.
Well, I was at the farmer's market in Olympia, Washington, and I was just breaking up with a fellow that I had hoped would be my life mate, and it wasn't going to be. And I was at the age where my childbearing years were coming to a close, and I felt a very strong need to love something and nurture something. And he was being given away, and I had a very strange experience in accepting him. I actually had an out-of-body experience just for a moment. I had picked him up and looked at him. There was a young man, probably in his early 20s, with giving him away for free on the outside of the farmer's market. And I had, hugged him, and he had that incredible, intoxicating puppy breath. And I went, oh, my gosh, this is overwhelming. And I handed him back to the guy, and I said, oh, let me think about this for a minute, And I stood back about 10 paces away, and I was watching him, and I was trying to understand his spirit. I was trying to get a glimpse into what kind of a relationship he and I would have. And I sensed he was a very gentle, loving, maybe old soul. I really had a good feeling of his soul. And just about that time, this little burst of children came dashing out the exit of the farmer's market and started, oh, the puppy, and they started pulling at him, and, instantly my body started walking the quick 10 steps back to him to rescue him. But my vision was from a few feet above, like 10 feet above me, looking down on me, screaming at me, stop, stop, you're going to change your life forever. Don't do it, don't do it. But as soon as I grabbed him, as soon as my physical body, got there and took hold of him, boom, I was back, my consciousness was back in my body, and I told the guy I'd give him a good life, and we talked a little bit about his breed and what he'd been fed so far and all that. And he was only 10 weeks old at that time, and that was the beginning.
Wow. That is, I think that all of us have had, who are dog lovers and who've had dogs in our lives and shared our lives with them, you know, have unique stories about how a particular dog came into our life. And that's a great one. Now, in your notes to me, you mentioned the fact that you had dogs growing up, but your dad had a bit of an authoritarian style about how he interacted with dogs. And
Not just with dogs either.
I guess the parenting is the parenting, right?
That's right.
But you kind of tried that a little bit, and Brandon told you that wasn't going to work with him.
How did he tell you
he didn't like that style, and how did he teach you how the right way to interact with him was?
It was really amazing. One time I was trying to catch him. We were outside, and I had let him be off the leash, and then I called to him, and I wanted him to come, and when I was doing that, he was pretty young at this point, and I was calling him very sternly, like my dad used to do, because I had learned from my father that this is how you command dogs, and actually, there's an awful lot of dog trainers who still do these types of things, which is horrific. But anyway, I was commanding him and telling him, come here, you know, and I was being very forceful and mean sounding, and he wouldn't come. I kept reaching out my arm to try and catch him, and he'd run around me in circles just beyond my reach, and I couldn't get him. And finally, I wore out, and I got frustrated, and I felt hopeless to get him, and I sat down on the lawn. And he came over, and he sat down just beyond my arm's reach next to me. And I couldn't have reached over and gotten him, because he would have had a chance to scoot away too fast. And anyway, as I sat there, I just started trying to tune into him and talk with him. And I talked to him gently, and I told him I needed to hook him up on the leash because we had to go and do something, and I calmed down, and I lowered my voice, and I was gentle and kind to him, and then he allowed me to reach over and hook his leash, and that was a real eye-opener for me. That really connected me to him in making me learn how to respect him as another spirit, another soul, another individual. No different than another human, except he's got four legs and fur.
Fascinating
and
how just a brief moment like that can be so transformative. I can actually just picture that scene. You described it very well. Your writer instincts work well when you speak, and it's great to hear you tell your story. I'd like to just add, you know, when you say about listening, I all the time when I do have a chance to talk to people about some of the, you know, communication experiences I've had, without, you know, getting too into my stuff right now, it's about listening, and it's like a different kind of listening. But if you open yourself up, you're going to start to feel thoughts coming from your dog. I mean, I think that, you know, those of us who are really deeply involved in every aspect, like we are, live, sleep, eat, and breathe this world of our connection with animals. We realize that they're always telling us stuff. It's just that we don't listen. So
that's right. That's so true.
I'm sorry to throw that in there, but I just think that it's a really
no.
It's
that's
a really,
so true. That happened a lot as we grew along through those 11 years. I heard him quite often.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break and come right back, and then I want to hear some of the stories, especially some of the experiences where you guys were traveling together, because you had some fascinating travel stories. So we'll be back in one minute, and we'll jump right back in and talk about Brandon a little bit more.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let's eat. I'm hungry. Tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio. And today's first guest is Sayward Air, author, speaker, paranormalist, and all-around good person. We were talking about Brandon, the beautiful black puppy that you took into your life, and he taught you a little bit more about how dogs want to be interacted with, and I think that that's great that you listened to him and changed the ways that you had been brought up with. And I just love that part of the story, because we all can change for the better, and there's always so much more that we have to learn, and at our own perils, that we ever think that we know it all. And the fact that you were open to having this little doggy teach you something speaks volumes about you. Sayward, you had an experience in Mexico, and I can't get into all the detail of your travels, but you kind of took the mobile lifestyle up, as the Who says in that great song of theirs, and got an RV and started traveling all the way from the Pacific Northwest down into Mexico. And I mean, you know, we'll have to talk about that again sometime. I'm fascinated by the whole thing. But there was an incident where you and Brandon were traveling in Mexico, and there was something that happened that put him in grave danger. And I would like you to tell us that story and how you saved his life.
Okay, I was taking him for a walk one night down at Rocky Point, and which is just about an hour over the border, Arizona border, and at the top of the Sierra Cortez. And I was walking him in the town, and I always, at that point, he was almost two, and he was behaving me very well. If I called him to come, he would come. We had a much closer relationship at that point. We had really grown together. So I would allow him to be off leash. And he saw a pack of dogs on the other side of the dirt road in this kind of more desolate part of Rocky Point. And it was night. It was like dark, really dark. And the roads were empty. You know, there wasn't any cars going by. And he took off over to this pack of dogs to sniff and wag tails and, you know, sniff butts and all the stuff they do. And I was a little concerned at first, because there was quite a group of dogs. There must have been 10 dogs over there. And some of those dogs down in Mexico can be kind of wild. And, you know, if they had decided that they wanted to tear them to shreds, they could have done that. But they didn't. They all kind of wagged and sniffed. And then I saw these headlights coming very fast towards us down the dirt road. And at that same time, Brandon turned and started to come back to me. He was going to cross the road in front of this oncoming whizzing car.
Oh boy.
That acted, I know, it was horrifying. I could practically see what was going to happen in advance, and I was terrified. And part of my mind felt like, I mean, you think, you know, you can't explain how you think in those moments. I thought, if I said something verbally, even if it was a verbal stay, and I put my hand out and tried to show him the stay position, you know, the stay hand sign, that he might not do that, because he often didn't, you know, sometimes when he was on his way back, he was just going to come back. And so I did it mentally. I just thought to him, stop, stop, sit, stay, stay, you're in danger. And he still was trotting towards me, and the car was getting closer. This all happened so fast.
Sure.
And then it was like he turned a little bit and went in the same direction that the car was going. So he's actually walking alongside the other side of the street, trotting alongside the other side of the street. And then I heard him yelp. The car whizzed by, and I heard him yelp, like maybe it nicked his shoulder. But
wow.
And then it went on, and then he came, and after it went, he came over to me, and he seemed fine, which I was like, why did I let him go across the street? You know, I should have been over there with him. But anyway, he did seem to catch the thought at the last minute and turned and went with the car direction instead of continuing across the street, which seemed to save his life.
Well, that's a great example of the power of intentful thought and directed thought. And, you know, thinking in images and thinking in those broad strokes, I think sometimes we talk a lot to our dogs, and it's great to talk to our dogs. And sometimes it's just because we need to talk. But And again, what the heck do I know? But in my experience, the really powerful communication that we have with animals, and maybe we should learn something about our communication with people from this, is in powerful images and chunks. It's not in words. It's really thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. It's images and empathy. I have had the most paranormal experiences through empathy, the feeling for another being, for the other being. And
I'm sorry, Sarah. I love the word empathy, and I always want to, you know, I mean, of course people know what it means, but I love to emphasize what empathy means. And it's not just feeling sorry for someone or trying to, look at it from your perspective. It's that old expression, putting yourself in another's shoes, only in a very deep level.
That's exactly what it is. It's putting yourself in their place and feeling it. Feeling what it is in the other's place.
That is so important, and in our relationships with humans and with animals.
That's right.
If we did that more often, it'd be a better world and a kinder
world. Absolutely.
Now, tell us about a coyote experience, because we have a lot of coyotes here in Connecticut. I have some pictures I could send you that would blow your mind here in our kind of suburban area, but it's still kind of country, and we have coyotes that blow my mind because they look like the size of timber wolves. So they can be very scary, but they're fascinating. So tell us about the experience that you had with Brandon and with coyotes, and how that kind of played itself out, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that was one of the scariest events with him. That's when we had just come back up from Mexico, and he was just about a full two at that time. The other story, he was just before two, a few months before, and this one he was right about two. And I was walking him in the Eastern Salton Sea area up along the Chocolate Mountains over by an RV park called Bashford's, which is, some people may know, it's near another huge RV park that just skipped my mind, but anyway, and it's by the Chocolate Mountains, and I was starting to get to know the desert. I didn't really know the desert that well. It was my first real experience in it, and so, again, he was off-leash, and we were walking near the All-American Canal, and it's mostly desert, but there are these desert trees that grow out there randomly, and a few desert bushes here and there, and all of a sudden, he saw a huge coyote, like the kind you're talking about, the large ones. And it started, he took off after it, and it scared me to death. You know, he was a good sized dog. He was probably about 70 pounds at that point, but still, I had heard these stories about how a pack of coyotes can send the female out when she's in heat, and she'll attract another animal and draw it back into the pack, and they'll encircle it and tear it to shreds and eat it. And my mind was just envisioning this, and I was horror-stricken, thinking that this might be what was happening with Brandon. And I was screaming at him to come back. And, you know, when a dog's in pursuit, they don't hear anything else. And so I ran running after him, and he disappeared over the horizon and went down in a little, I don't know where he went, and got over this small hill and looked around, and I couldn't see the coyote or Brandon anywhere. And I was just sure that there was a coyote pack that it was tearing him to shreds somewhere in some canyon. And I was just standing there totally, like, torn apart, not knowing what to do, just out of my mind with grief it's hard to explain, you know, what you're feeling when you go through those events. But all of a sudden, I heard this little noise behind me, like a twig snapping, and I was terrified. I thought maybe there was a coyote creeping up on me, and I turned around, and it was Brandon.
He had made
this huge circle somewhere where I hadn't seen him. It must have been a huge circle. He could run pretty fast, and he was coming up on me from behind, and he stood there looking at me like, am I in trouble, Mom? But he also had this wild look in his eyes, like, wow, that was exciting. You know, I just had the ride of my life, Mom. but are you going to punish me for it, you know?
Oh.
And, of course, I didn't punish him, of course. I was so happy to see him alive that I was gushing over him.
Oh, no.
But, you know, after that experience, I was never worried about him ever again chasing a coyote. If he wanted to go chase a coyote, I let him go. But I did have a talk with him about what they can do, about luring him in. And, hopefully he understood, but
again, you visualize that that those big fangs were something to be very respectful of. Again, with the just on a on a serious note, for all of us out there who are in areas where coyotes are starting to make a resurgence, or they're migrating because of human habitat encroachment, of course, but. You have to take these guys very seriously. They're not dogs, and they're fascinating. They're beautiful, but they are in the realm of the wild, and they're not.
That's right.
They're
wild.
Domestic animals, and we need to respect
that. And they do hunt in packs, and a pack is much stronger than one dog.
And hunger is a powerful force, and they will eat when they need to eat. So keep your if you're in an area with coyotes, keep your small dogs, in eyesight, and make sure you have a good fence, at least 4 feet, and just be very aware that you, with cats and with dogs, that they are unfortunately often can be victims of a coyote that's trying to survive. So every life form has its own imperative, and so I just want people to just be careful of that. So I'm sorry if I took a little bit too much time on that, but
we do.
We do have to. Oh no, sorry, necessary. So we do need to take one more break, and that we can dial this in for future editing, and we'll be back in a moment.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And we're back with our fascinating and very gracious guest, Sayward Air. And I want to remind everyone to go to saywardair.com. Is that correct, Say? Just
that's
Sayward,
correct.
A-Y-R-E. And Sayward is S-A-Y-W-A-R-D. And you're going to be able to buy the books there. You can download them to your Kindle or to another e-reader, or even just download them as like documents so that you could just read them on any laptop. Is that correct?
You know, at this point, I think they're available only on Kindle and print on demand.
Print on demand. Okay, so that's
from
service.
Amazon. Right.
Got it.
That'll be changing in another month or so, a couple months.
Well,
maybe.
I'll tell you, so many folks have Kindles these days. And in the early going, I think there was oh my gosh, we're all going to miss our books. But once you get empowered with the Kindle or another e-reader, it's hard to look back and say that you really want to carry 50 books around with you,
That's right. And you don't need a Kindle reader you can download a free program, a Kindle reader program onto your laptop or your computer.
Absolutely.
And then you can read it there.
Good advice. Just go to your app store, whether you're on Amazon, whether you're on Android or whether you're on Apple iOS devices, go to your app store and just look for Kindle. It's free, and then you have the whole world of Kindle ebooks open to you, including the wonderful books by Sayward. I want to talk about something that really connected with my wife Amanda and I, my executive producer, business partner, life mate. We're huge we're huge fans, I guess, or you know, we're very in love with Captiva and Sanibel in down in Southwest Florida. And the green flash is something they talk about a lot there at sunset. And you know, we sometimes think that it just depends on how many margaritas we have, whether we see the green flash or not. But I think I've seen it before. And I want to hear about your experience with the green flash with Brandon in Puerto Vallarta. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, it became a little more than just the green flash. What happened was that every evening down in, it's actually south of Puerto Vallarta. I was in San Patricio de Malaqui, which is right near Bar de Navidad and Grand Bay. It's a gorgeous area. It's 4 hours south of Puerto Vallarta. But anyway, the custom there for everybody, most of the people anyway, is to, just before sunset, go down to the beach with your beach towel or your beach chair or just with your, you know, sit down on the sand and with, oftentimes with your margarita or your beer or your glass of wine or whatever. It doesn't have to be, but that is a common occurrence. And watch the sun set into the ocean and look for the green flash. And that there was this one particular night. It happened on the night of December 23rd in 2008. And Brandon and I were sitting on the beach, and I was, you know, watching the sunset, and it's just gorgeous, flocks of pelicans. It's mesmerizing. It's absolutely beautiful. And I felt this aura, kind of, or what I've ended up calling a bubble of bliss, envelop me, and I believe Brandon too. I looked over at him to see if he was experiencing it, to see if I could tell if there was any signs I could see, and it didn't. He looked very calm and peaceful. I don't know if that really meant that he was in it or not, too. But it stayed with us. It felt like the most extraordinary nirvana experience I've ever had, and it was. There's no real English words, I think, to describe it. But anyway, it lasted until the sun went down, and then we gently got up as in a calm manner so as not to disturb the bubble of bliss, and walked very gently back to the backside of my RV, which faced out over a big lagoon that had diving birds who were diving in the evening for fish and crocodiles swimming in it. It was an incredible scene, and the twilight was coming on, and that sensation of the bubble of bliss was still around me, and I think around Brandon too. He seemed very peaceful and very calm, and he seemed, you know, I mean, it sounds crazy to say, he seemed introverted, you know. Anyway, that lasted, and the stars came out, and then it was getting cooler, so we went inside the rig, and my bed is in the back end of the rig, so there's a big window at the back, and looking out, it was still there. I could look up at the stars, and I couldn't figure out what that was all about. You know, I've never experienced anything like that. And the next day, it was gone, and in the afternoon, I checked email and found out that my father had passed away at that very moment. And at that very time, right at that sunset in Mexico, was the same time that he died up in Alaska. And I feel very certain that he came to say goodbye and shared with me and possibly Brandon what he was experiencing on the other side, this euphoric feeling of peace and bliss and nirvana.
Wow, that is powerful. And for those of us who've experienced loss, which, you know, who hasn't? I mean, but the, you know, loss of an animal companion or human companion or family member, I think that it's so important for us to hear some of these direct experiences, because let's face it, one of the toughest things to, you can't teach or impose faith upon others, and everyone has their own spiritual outlook and framework, and you know, I always try to, you know, try to be really open minded to a lot of different interpretations and versions of that. But you know, we just recently lost a very, very dear friend, and it's still very painful. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I'll say her name, Pam, because Pam is a very special, special person. Yeah. And I'm sure she's still with us as well. But we've had some unusual experiences, and we were out of town when she passed away. And some crazy things happened in that night when we found out the next morning that she had passed on. So I won't get into our stuff, but I'll tell you that I'm resonating with your experience, because I feel that there is a timing thing. I don't know if it makes sense, because I guess when we leave the normal physical dimension, time probably shouldn't work the same way. But it does seem that when souls part the planet and leave the physical, that they're more active in our experience in the time that's closest to when they pass. I'm sorry if I said that very awkwardly, but does that make sense to you? Do you feel as if that souls can be more in touch with us more recently after they pass?
I totally agree. I think they hang, in my experience, well, there's all kinds of different reasons, but I think some of them hang around a little while to say goodbye to a lot of people. I've had that happen before.
Yeah, that's what I think as well.
Yeah.
We're going to take one more break, and you've been so kind to spend so much time with us. And I'm sorry about the kind of choppiness of radio life, but you know, we have to work with all of our affiliates and everything. So we'll take one more break, and we'll come back. And I want you to tell us how to communicate with our dogs, or how to be open to communicating with our dogs who are no longer here physically. And I think that a lot of folks want to get your advice about that. And we'll wrap up with that if we can.
Love for the human race, make it up.
I'm hungry, tastes great, I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait, I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. At Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together.
Welcome back to Clear Conscience Pet Radio on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. And our next guest today is someone who has animal health at the center of her consciousness at all times. And it is Deb Disney, the CEO, founder, owner of NuVet Labs. That's N-U-V-E-T Labs. Welcome, Deb.
Thank you. And, you know, from your lips to God's ears that I should be the owner founder. I happen to be one of the senior employees here, but I feel as I own the company because I take everything that this company does to heart. To give you just a little bit of background on myself, you know, I've owned pets all of my life. I've been showing dogs for over 30 years and have been working with pet nutrition for over 8 years. My goals and the goals of NuVet Lab, you know, is to provide the very, very best in pet supplements at an affordable price, you know, for everyone. So I wanted to take a few minutes and talk about the finest joint compounds, you know, that are on the market.
Well, that's something that people have a huge interest in, because obviously as our dogs get older, it's one of the key things that the concerns that we have is that their mobility is decreased. So tell us how NuVet Labs addresses the mobility issue with your supplements.
Okay, not a problem. You know, you touched on it. If your pet's older, has arthritis or joint problems, they should be on a glucosamine and chondroitin product. You know, if you're using one or if you're thinking about going to one, you know, my recommendation is use the very best on the market. Our products, which are New Joint and New Joint Double Strength, they are the best. Manufactured in an FDA human pharmaceutical lab right here in the United States. You know, other companies do not manufacture in pharmaceutical labs. So, you know, it holds us to a much, much higher standard.
I am very appreciative of your putting that out there, because it's important that people realize that the vast majority of supplements come from China. And you know, I'm not against China per se, but I am very concerned about quality management and safety issues in production there. So I'm really very respectful of the fact that you are American manufactured.
You know, what makes it really more than just being manufactured here in the United States are the fact that our ingredients are also sourced in the United States. And that's what sets us apart. You know, when it comes down to other big name products, you know, state on their website that they use ingredients that are standard within the pet industry, whereas all of our ingredients are human grade. Sourced here in the United States. So it's a matter of quality, you know, for the ingredients.
Now, could you tell us what's in the joint supplements, please, Deb? What exact components are there so that we can, you know what supplements are important for that function and which ones you include in your compound?
Okay. Our joint compound has glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM. We use Ester C, buffered vitamin C. It's easy on the stomach, and chicken liver. That's what makes us different. Other products out there, they contain sugar. They contain soy. Soy is a problem. It's a major allergen for many pets. And
Go ahead. Indeed. I just, as a nutritionist, I can attest to that. It can be a real issue for a lot of dogs.
Absolutely. And, you know, most people don't know that 94% of the soy grown in the United States is genetically engineered. And as people, we try to stay away from GMOs. Why aren't we doing the same for our pets? And additionally, why do other products have sugar and artificial, you know, flavor in them? You know, who do we have on joint compounds? They're older pets, where diabetes and obesity are already at epidemic proportions. You know, some of them have molasses in them. I don't know why. Palatability, but again, ours is every bit as palatable, and there is nothing artificial in it, and there is no sugar.
Now,
the FDA
lab thing, I think that it's really important that you explain to our listeners the difference between that and manufacturing in a non-regulated environment, I guess is the way I could put it. Could you tell us how important that is and why?
Absolutely. You know, quality testing of every ingredient for purity and potency in our product throughout every step of the manufacturing process assures the consumer that what we say is in the product is actually in it. So it's guaranteed pure, guaranteed safe, and guaranteed consistent batch to batch. This means that you get what you pay for. You know, it's interesting, Anthony, that a leading testing laboratory recently posted an article that listed both human and animal joint formulas. And they found major discrepancies between what was on the label and what was actually in the product. And they stated 19% of those human products failed to pass their basic quality testing, and only 50% of the pet supplements passed. And, you know, one product only contained 4.5% of its stated chondroitin, which is expensive ingredient.
Well, I mean, it's the core of the formula. I mean, that's just atrocious.
Well, you know, again, FDA Human Pharmaceutical Lab, we guarantee purity and consistency. You can't ask for better than that.
Well, I admire your company.
Compounds, While the joint compounds are competitively priced with other quality supplements on the market, we have an auto ship program that will give people a 10% discount. They can set up delivery on the schedule that works best for them. And because of the purity of those ingredients, they will get better results with less product, so they will save money. So, you know, it's a win-win situation for the pet owner and the pet.
Well, now, let me make sure people can find you online, and we'll mention this again, but it's, Deb, am I correct? It's just www.nuvet.com. That's all we need to get to your website, correct?
That's what you need, but I would suggest use the web address, nuvet.com/33955, and that way we'll know that we've come from your show.
Or all right,
if you don't have... If you aren't comfortable getting on the internet putting your credit card information in, we have an 800 number. It is 800-474-7044. And all you have to do is tell them you heard us on the radio, use order code 33955, and we'll be here to help. Our customer service department is here from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
And that is Pacific time.
That is Pacific time, yes. And all of our products do come with an unconditional 60-day money-back guarantee. You know, Anthony, if the client, if the customer isn't satisfied, they can pick up the phone and call us. We'll take the product back. With 17 years of being on the market, our guarantee hasn't changed. We believe in the product because we know it works.
Well, I first of all, thank you so much for offering a special code to our listeners. And I want to say that again, that's nuvet.com hyphen 33955. And that'll get you to that.
The one that is below the question mark.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
The one below the
and,
question mark on the keyboard.
So that is a great that'd be a great way for folks to take advantage of a special offer that you're making so generously. And I think that it's just so important for me to reiterate that there are a vast number of products, and in my core business as well, in terms of the manufacturing of our nutritional products, our treats, and our food toppers, super gravy. We are very, very dedicated to the concept of clean label and of having very clearly understandable products and also sourcing impeccably cleanly. So, we share that philosophy, and I think it's so important that, people realize that the hundreds of products on the market are not equivalent. And it's so important that people learn to not only read labels, but learn about companies. So please research Nuvet Labs. Everything that Deb's saying, and I've done the research and looked into this before this interview, these folks have a sterling reputation. And most importantly, besides the quality of the product, which is, of course, the most important of all, is that they are responsive and they will talk to you. They'll advise you if you are concerned about the use of a product. And, their website's full of great information, but there are human beings to talk to you, nice folks like Deb. So to me, that says a lot about a company. It's not just somebody hiding behind a product. It's a company that engages with the public and is not afraid to tell you where they make their stuff, how they make their stuff, what they make their stuff from. To me, that is clean label. That is honest. That's the relationship that we should really be demanding of the products that we take ourselves or give to our animals to eat or for supplements. So you guys are totally on the on the right side of the good guy spectrum in this business. So we thank you for contributing in that positive way. Now tell us, besides the joint care, I'm sure you offer plenty of other really cool products. What are some of the other products that you offer besides the new joint supplement?
Well, we offer a complete supplement that's an immune system builder. It's something that as our pets age, if they're not eating a, complete food, if you're feeding the same food every day, there are quite, frankly, will be holes in it. And that will supply, what the pet needs nutritionally. It also helps address a number of issues. your pets have allergies or skin problems, scratching, itching, hot spots, NuVet can help address that also. It is, again, manufactured in an FDA human pharmaceutical lab using human-grade ingredients that are sourced here in the United States. And we have 8 years of research behind the product by a team of veterinarians, a medical doctor, a scientist, and a nutritionist. And they put together the best supplement on the market to help pets live longer and healthier lives. And again, 17 years with a perfect safety record. No recalls, no safety issues, no adverse side effects. And that's something we're quite proud of.
As well you should be, and you're obviously very passionate about what NuVet does. And despite the fact that you've told me you're not the owner, gosh darn it, Deb, you should be, because you... I am just going to reiterate that NuVet is a standout company in a very crowded industry. And again, to just to personalize this a little bit, that is what Clear Conscience is all about. That's what our program is about, what our products are, our philosophy. It's about empowering consumers, animal guardians, to make good choices with accurate information and honest programs, and telling people how things are made and how they work. And there's just not enough of that out there, but we're encouraging it in every way that we can. So we are so grateful that you were able to join us today, and we'd love to have you back again sometime to, you know, talk more specifics about how to use certain supplements. But your website is so rich with that information. I would encourage everyone, if you have an older dog who's starting to slow down a little bit, don't wait until they are really starting to get severely symptomatic. Don't you agree, Deb, that prevention is a great strategy, and to start supplementing earlier, is that a good strategy?
Absolutely. You know, a pound of prevent, or what is it, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Amen.
So, you know, take
Amen.
Care of your pets early, and they will live longer and healthier lives.
And I will agree with Deb that no matter what food you're using, you always can, you know, look and see where that hole is, and especially for specific situations, whether it be a compromised immune system, allergies, which really are an autoimmune reaction. So building the immune system helps with that tremendously, and joint care. So, you know, look at the food you're using, but don't, you know, don't be hoodwinked into thinking that you have a high quality dry food and it meets all of your animal's needs. We know that's not the case. And that's why our program is always about tailoring to the specific animal's needs. So we want to thank you so much for being with us and for your patience with our delays today. And we would love to have you back again sometime, but I want to make sure one more time that we say nuvet.com, NuVet.com. /33955. That would be awesome, because it'll get you right to that special landing area for Clear Conscience listeners. And I am certain that you will be very happy with these products. And as Deb just said, if you're ever not happy for any reason, these are the kind of folks that will be very eager to redress your concerns and refund your money, do whatever it takes. I doubt that happens very often, though, because when you're talking about this kind of quality, getting it right the first time is what it's all about. And just like our company, you believe that you stand behind everything indefinitely, because if you really believe in your product, why would you not stand behind it, right?
Absolutely. And I do want to thank you for having me. I would love to come back another time, and let's talk nutrition.
It would be our privilege to have you back, Deb. Thank you so much. This is Deb Disney with NuVet Labs, NuVet.com. Great company, American manufactured, American sourced, safe and guaranteed. And what more can we say than that? Thank you so much, Deb Disney, for being with us this afternoon. And that'll be it for Clear Conscience Pet Radio for today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.